Hey, 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 I hope you guys enjoy these, what I'm calling podcast shorts for my Burnout to All Out community. This is just a little peek behind the curtain of the coaching that goes on inside of my programs. We're bringing to you some of the best nuggets and coaching I'm giving within hot seats of all of our different programs, whether it's our LinkedIn Method Academy, our mini mastermind business basics, all the way up to our higher level mastermind. If you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, man, I wish I could get my burning question answered by Melissa. Hey, guess what? You could be featured on my podcast. If you've got a question that you want answered and you submit it to my team and we pick it, we will bring you here to the podcast for our podcast shorts and do a hot seat with you. Where can you submit your questions? Send them to teamburnouttoallout.co. We'll make sure we drop that in the show notes for our podcast shorts. And I hope that you guys find as much value in these shorts as our clients do inside the program. Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in.
So here's what I have discovered about this since coming into, first of all, like day three of the launch, I was like, okay, holy cow, I'm missing the boat. And then now from the academy, totally missing the boat, is being able to truly niche down what I'm offering. So we have a business, multi seven-figure business, metal manufacturing, brick and mortar, 15 employees, no harm, no foul for the roofing and manufacturing, roofing and construction industry. We manufacture anything that's made of metal that goes on a roof, whether it's commercial, residential, sell it to distribution companies who then sell it to the roofers. Fine, no problem. Out of that, over the last 6-7 years, people have reached out to us, my husband and me. How have you guys done this? How do you work together? How do you just different odds and ends of business, which I've then gone offline and said, here, let me go help you create this plan. Your business, you're not following your business plan. Odds and ends of just general business questions. So then in January, my husband was like, what are you doing? Like, this is a whole nother business. Like, go and do it. So I have been doing consulting or coaching through word of mouth. People have come to me and said, hey, can you help me with X? Can you help me with Y? Whatever it is. Now, totally niching down to this is what my area of genius is, and this is what I'm offering to you. Like my statement, I think, says equipping entrepreneurs to fall back in love with their business or something like that. I'm solving problems. Last week, I helped a board of directors in Tampa fire a CEO who we realized was embezzling money after doing a forensic audit on the company. To this morning, I was helping a vice president and new sales staff onboard by doing DISC training. It's so all over the place. I'm not sure where to niche down and say, okay, this is where I'm going to land and this is what the company is going to offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's kind of where I'm struggling with. It's like, I haven't had to market. Now that's obviously going to dry out. So like, what's the lane that I swim in where it's going to fuel my fire? Yeah. And then also like give the area of expertise where people are like, oh, I need to go to Darla for that.
Yeah. So here's an assignment I would encourage you to go do and come back to us with what you come up with. And I actually do this myself in November every year. And what it is really mapping what it is you can offer and what you can sell. So down the swim lane, like, let's see, like, let me just show you like 1, 2, 3, 4. And I get a huge post-it note that's like huge. And down the piece of paper, like offer one, offer two, like subject matter expertise, A, B, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So for me, it could be like LinkedIn Method Academy, Business Basics, Elevate 360 Mastermind, LinkedIn Agency, Hypno Breathwork, Block Your Business Work, right? So I have a lot of different offers, right? Okay. So you put those down on paper, like what is your subject matter expertise? What could you monetize? What could you sell? And then going across the way, I want you across this way to then factor in how much time it takes you to do it, right? The joy factor, like how fun is it? And then the actual revenue on it. And I would say, I mean, you're a smart businesswoman. It's not just revenue. What are the profit margins on it? Mm-hmm. Right? Because sometimes some of your most expensive things, like revenue wise, cost you a lot to offer too, right? So like for me, for instance, I took one-on-one coaching off the board last year because even though I was charging out the wazoo, like every hour that I'm on screen with one person drains my energy and I'm not available for anything else, which based on where we are from a scalability with our company, mathematically makes no sense for me to be sitting down with one human for an hour, right? The ROI is just not there. All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a million-dollar business on the internet in just 19 months, and you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. Right. So I also did away with our agency. And I actually just wiped off 200K of recurring revenue because of the amount of energy and time it was taking my team. It was a $40,000 buy-in, and we actually still have clients in it that we love and we don't want to offboard. We're like keeping, they're grandfathered in till they're just done and they just keep renewing their contracts, but not a moss. I'm not marketing it anymore. When I looked at the time it was taking my team, the workflow, the process, the organization, and the return on it, and the joy factor was like down here for me on it. I'm just not an agency girl. Some of you are. But when I looked at like the LinkedIn Method Academy, when I looked at my group coaching and my mastermind, like joy factor is like a 10, right? The revenue factor was like an 8. The time factor was significantly less than what it is in an agency or what it is in one-on-one coaching. So just because we can offer everything doesn't mean that we should. And I think that when you're getting started, trying to make significant business sense of time, joy, and money is really important, because if it doesn't fill your cup up, but it makes you a lot of money, you're not going to keep going. I promise you, I've been there. Like, you can only go so long just for the revenue before you burn out. So I would rank them all and then come back to us and talk about like where you landed, because it's just as much about what you enjoy as it is the time and money and kind of weighing it. Does that make sense?
100%. So then with the content in the academy and going through the building and before the automating, what have you, I'm not taking a lot of those connections unless it's someone who is absolutely saying like, I want to work with you or what have you. I've got, I don't know, 384 connection requests and they're just sitting, because to your point, I don't want to miss the mark on that. So as I'm building this content and putting this month's worth of content or whatever it is, I'm posting kind of just generic feel good entrepreneur type postings just to stay relevant. But then I'm going and commenting in those other spaces of the influencers, the Gary Vee, the Simon Sinek's, all those other guys. Is that where you would probably stay put until I finish kind of this and just keep that content building?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And that's a really good thought. Even if you don't know exactly what you're going to be selling or what you're ultimately going to be monetizing, most of you have a general grasp of like your subject matter expertise, right? So maybe you don't know exactly what you're going to sell or like exactly how you're going to price it or exactly when it's going to start. But that shouldn't hold you back from becoming kind of a general expert in your field. If that's the one thing you can really start on now, is like, what content can you be pumping out weekly that's going to make you relevant and people are going to recognize you for being in that field and that space, so that when you do get more granular, you're not just a surprise. So I think that's really smart. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys, so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social, because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.